You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's 20 minutes after the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about the Recovery Rocks Party. Welcome, Carrie Amott and Michael Van Linden.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi. Well, this event looks like a lot of fun, and I'm really glad you're here to talk about it today. But before we get into the details, can you please tell me about Great Bear Recovery Collective? Who are you? What do you do?
So Great Bear Recovery Collective is it's a recovery community organization here in town. We actually operate under JAMI Health and Wellness, which is now an integrative healthcare organization. Great Bear basically organizes and puts together sober events and activities for people that are in recovery from drugs and alcohol. To go to, or also community members that are in support of those in recovery to go to. And basically the reason behind that is just to build a community of people that are supportive of getting sober.
You said you put on these events every month.
Yeah, once a month we try to. We've been up and running for almost 2 years now, Great Bear has, and we have messed around with the frequency of the events. We had an event every week for a while, and it seems like the once a month thing is the most successful. So we try to offer something every month at this point, yeah.
Do you have a lot of folks that come back every month and participate?
So we're starting to gain more momentum. Our last event, we had about 80 people show up.
Wow.
And that was the Disco on Ice at the Treadwell Arena. So that was super successful. But prior to that, I'd say that we'd have between 20 to 50 people, depending on how popular the event was. There were a couple of them where we had like five or six people show up.
Well, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
So this next one coming up is called Recovery Rocks, and it takes place at the Rock Dump. So there will be rock climbing, and it's family-friendly. There will be snacks, and there will be a bouncy house. What motivated you to put it on at the Rock Dump?
We just haven't tried. We haven't really been there yet. And so the other purpose behind these events is to essentially rewire the thought process and the brain of those in recovery, and so get them used to doing other activities aside from just using. And rock climbing, indoor rock climbing, is a thing that we have here in Juneau that's available to people to engage in like an alternative hobby. And so we just want to get people into the gym, get them, let them try it out. And then if it's something that they're into, they can keep going back and make that part of their lifestyle or routine, or, you know, allow it to be something that, you know, they do for fun for themselves. Yeah.
So does physical activity, is it specifically related to helping with recovery?
Yeah. So when you engage that somatic system, it really helps with getting your cognition back together. You know, I mean, a lot of times that's why in meetings you'll read different things, because, you know, you're just helping your brain get back to that point where you're functioning at a good level again. You know, a lot of times with continued drug use, a lot of parts of the brain tend to slow down or even stop functioning in a correct way. And so, you know, one of the best ways to get that active again is to get that blood flow pumping right back up to the brain again. And so it helps to heal the brain a lot faster when you're doing physical activities. And so that's definitely one of the reasons we do physical activities.
Yeah, exercise makes you feel good,
yep.
Gets your endorphins going, and
absolutely,
it gives you a little natural high. Well, that's great, and I love that these events are always sober, of course, family-friendly, and open to the public, and free of charge. So it's a really good resource that you're providing. I do have a less serious question. Will the bouncy house be inside the Rock Dump?
Yes, it will be inside, yeah. So warm. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's awesome. Do either of you rock climb?
I have.
I never have. This will be my first time.
You can give it a try.
Yeah, I've never. Yep, I have a few times.
Yeah. Well, if it's not for you, there's always the bouncy house.
Yeah.
Oh, and we'll have snacks, too, for those that are
just observing.
Yes, for those that just want to bring the kids and Just want to hang out. We'll have lazier options.
Well, the Recovery Rocks party takes place this Saturday, 12 to 2 p.m. That's February 23rd. It is at the Rock Dump. Food, rock climbing, bouncy house, family friendly. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about or mention while you're here?
Oh, T-shirts.
Yeah, so we will have some Great Bear Recovery swag or whatever you would call it. We got some decals for your car windows or some T-shirts that we're making. So there's going to be a variety of that stuff there, too, for donation.
What does it look like? Is there a logo? Or how?
Yeah, so we've got a bear, and it's got a moon behind it, and it says Recovery on it. And so... I've actually seen them all around town, which is pretty cool. When you see a recovery sticker on the back of somebody's car, you know that person's in recovery and they're actively working on, helping our community. So,
yeah, it's essentially just it's the Great Bear Recovery logo. And then, yeah, it says recovery and they've been pretty popular. We're just excited about it because we got some new colors in the mail just now. So we're ready to showcase them.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, thank you both so much for being here and talking about the importance of recovering and how you guys support the recovery process. It's a really great thing that you do. Have a great time at the party.
Thank you.
Thank you.